Elections are in the news. Recently, France just selected a brand new president. And here in the United States, we're in the election process. We're in the process of choosing a new president, among other officials here. But what is the election all about? Well, here in the United States, it's about the people choosing a new president, for example. So the people make their choice, they check that box, and they choose their candidate, the one that they want to take that office. Now, what's interesting about that is that when you apply that to the Bible, did you know the Bible talks about an election? But it's a totally different kind of election than we might imagine out there in the world. Over in the book of Colossians 3, notice what the Apostle Paul writes. Colossians 3:12, he says, "Therefore, as the elect of God." So God's people, you and I, are elected not by the people, not by some human being, but this is an amazing comment. God says that he's put the check mark by our name, and he's chosen us. We are the elect of God, God's chosen people. Those are the people that he's called. Those are the people that he wants in his family. And so we're that people. And in fact, the Apostle Paul says, because God's chosen us, because he's put that check mark by our name, that we're supposed to act a certain way. He says, if we're elected by God, we're to put on tender mercies, put on kindness, put on humility, put on meekness. We're supposed to put on the character of Christ and be like the ultimate spiritual candidate, I guess we could say. We're supposed to be like Jesus Christ. And that then makes sure that we're going to be a part of God's ultimate family. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, this is what he says. "Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure." So God's put a check mark right there by our name. We're elect of God. We're the chosen people of God. Now let's act like it. Let's put on the character of Jesus Christ so we can make that call and that election sure. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.